You have any other things that you set in your yard or something to fill up with water or anything like that, or is that not something you...
Not anymore. Of course, you know, some people out in the country, that's one day she catches the water from her house and runs it into her cistern. So she has water, you know.
Into a cistern?
Uh-huh. Okay. And that's where she gets her, you know, for washing dishes and stuff like that. It's not drinking water. I think it's bath water.
Okay.
And, you know, so it gives her some fire protection with water, because she has to haul all of her water. Mm-hmm. And then if she don't get no rain, why, she just goes ahead and fills her cistern with water she hauls.
Mm-hmm. One thing I don't think I've seen around here, but maybe you know of it, is something you would keep in the yard with water for birds.
Do you see those? Bird bath? Well, yeah. Some people do, some people don't.
Yeah.
You know, I got a little barbecue pit out in the back I used to keep water in, and I think about it once in a while, I put water in it, and the birds drink out in the bath in it, but they use puddles a lot.
Yeah, right. Or the river or whatever. Okay. Want to ask you about food. First of all, I wonder if you grow anything that you eat. Do you have a garden?
Mm-hmm.
What are you growing it?
What I grow in it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, squash this year, a few peas and some green beans, and some tomatoes. Sometimes get a ripe tomato.
Yeah.
Go horseradish. Yeah, that's horseradish.
Uh-huh.
And we even got a pumpkin this year. Got some pumpkins this year, some winter squash, and a half dozen ears corn.
Great. So squash grow pretty good here? Or?
Zucchini does, yeah.
Okay. Any other kinds? Or?
Well, the winter squash grows some, you know. The, the crooknecks, I guess they grow. I haven't grown any.
What are those called?
Crooknecks. They're little yellow squash with a crooked neck on them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of those.
And we raise some pie squash. They're white and they're shaped like a pie. They're flat bottom where they got the ribs around the top of them.
Yeah, you know? That sounds a little familiar.
And we call them pie squash. I don't know if that's the name of them or not.
Okay. What kind of tomatoes do you grow or try to grow, it sounds like?
Oh, I just grow cherry tomatoes.
Okay.
I don't know what the brand of them is. Lady gave them to me. So.
Small tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Those are the only things that have a chance up here, those types of tomatoes?
People go to the greenhouse, you know. They get they get tomatoes in greenhouses, but to grow them outside, you're pushing it pretty hard to get... I didn't get any tomatoes left. It froze this year.
Uh-huh.
And then they started ripening after the plants died. So.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any problem growing tomatoes in Georgia.
No, I don't suppose you do, no.
Although I do have some problems with bugs in them. You know, lots of bugs down there. You mentioned green beans. Any other kind of beans grown up here?
Not in this area. You're by Cortez, they have raised a lot of pinto beans.
Okay.
Lots of pinto beans out there in that area.
Okay. What would all those things together be called, all these things that you grow in the garden?
Vegetables, I guess.
Okay. You grow any fruit? Anybody grow fruit up here at all?
Well, there's some apples. There's some apple trees around.
Okay. Apples.
Yeah.
Any pears?
Down around Arbley's, there's a guy who raises some peaches and pears and cherries and stuff like that. But around here, I get a few cherries, cherries, pie cherries, and there's some choke cherries, some sarvis berries that grow wild around here.
Mm-hmm. Do you grow any peaches in this area?
Down at Arbley's area they do. There's one guy who grows peaches down there.
Okay. What kind? Do you know what kind of peaches? What he calls them?
No, I don't have any idea.
Okay. So.
I know he sells a heck out of them. He's got a real reputation for growing peaches. So.
Really?
Yeah. But he's the only one I know of.